People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not one thing. It's because you say, okay, you get bad imagery from rap music. That's true. You get bad imagery from white media. That's true. You get bad imagery from the school system. That's true. You get bad imagery from your environment most of the time. That's true. You get bad imagery from broken homes and dysfunctional families. That's true. Okay. So which one is more important? How do we solve this situation, right? None of them is easy to solve. So it's something that I think you do your responsibility, right? Every single person has to do their own responsibility. Some people have a platform, like you could reach millions of people. Some people might reach 10 people. Somebody might be a basketball coach and it might reach 12 people. That might be their reach in life, is to reach 12 people. But that's helpful. Mm-hmm. That's beneficial. Right? It's little things. Like if you see trash on the street, then pick it up. Right? This bothers me. Like, you know, I go to Harlem and I see the streets and I see trash on the streets. Right? I go to Ghana, I see trash. That bothers me. Because when I go to Dubai, I don't see any trash. Right? So from West Africa to New York City, black neighborhoods, I'm seeing the same thing. Right? Do we not value ourselves enough to actually throw something in the garbage? Right? Because this is a commonality that I saw in Africa and I saw in America. Same exact things. But when I go to places, when I go to other places in the world, I don't see that behavior. We can't blame white people for that.
But isn't poor white neighborhoods trashy too? Isn't that where the term white trash comes from?
But what I'm saying is that what makes a neighborhood poor? Because on the street in Harlem, you might have a brownstone that costs $1.5 million. Now, across the street, you might have a project, right? But value's in the eye of the beholder, right? Because one person's poverty is another person's luxury.
A poor mentality.
Exactly.
A lack of appreciation and value.
Exactly.
But if you're surviving, you don't really have, and you don't own anything, you don't have any value or appreciation in your environment.
But you can... That comes from having peace of mind, though, too, right? Like, there's people that don't have anything, but they wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, they in the park, they doing yoga, right? They taking care of themselves, right?
Because how they was raised.
And somebody else might not have anything, and they like, fuck it. I'm going to just get high today. I'm going to just say fuck it and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that if every single person took responsibility, it would be a better environment. That's what I'm saying,
100%.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So it's like at a certain point in time, it's going to be difficult to change society unless every person changes themselves first.
But people are not leaders. The average person is not a leader. So then you go to the leaders. If you want to create change in society, you go to people who influence and lead society, right? Look at it today. We're in political season, right? The politicians are going to go to the influencers because they know that they got the attention of the people, right? If they want to make change, they're not going to expect the people to come to this thought, enlightening thought process on what's best for them. They're going to go to who influences the people. We're going to go through you. We'll give you the bag. So we believe this is the best route for us to be able to funnel that attention to the place that we want to influence it through. So for me, the root change is most of the change, a lot of it's going to start at the top at the same time when we talk about systems. Now, in your home, yes, that's your own self-responsibility, your self-governing, your own sovereignty of self and what you're supposed to do. Sometimes people have to unlearn because their habits are rooted in dirtiness, not cleanliness, right? If you come up in a toxic environment and you don't come in a harmonious environment, so you don't know order, you don't know alignment, right? You don't know how to have appreciation in things, right? If you come in an environment that's violent, right, you might not know an appreciation for peace, right? If you come in an environment where you constantly stimulated, you go think being bored, right, is bad when that's really just peace, but you're not used to balance. So in these environments, when we talk about poverty, it's not the monies, right? It's the bad food, it's the bad education, it's the bad environment. And so there has to be, number one, investment into culture, and culture in the sense that we import and export toxicity in and out the culture. And when a person digests that, right, you're going to go into somebody's home and they playing rock music all day long, and then you're going to expect them to sit still, right? Playing rock music, listening to TikTok, and eating snacks all day. And you're going to expect that person to have a harmonious environment?
But also, leadership is chosen by the people. Leadership is a reflection of the people.
Is it chosen by the people?
For sure.
In America?
For sure. And that's exactly, so when I'm saying leadership, you're a leader, right?
Yes,
you were chosen by the people. Right? Earn Your Leisure was chosen by the people, right?
I believe I was chosen first by God, but what I'm saying by self first. It was
people,
a choice.
But the people watch your videos. The people vote with their time, right? The people come to InvestFest. That's a vote of competence that they have given us, right? So what I'm saying is that when you see the leadership, that's a reflection of toxic society on the people. We can't blame the higher-ups because we put the higher-ups in power.
So, all right, let's go to Bacon's Revolution. The Bacon Rebellion was when, before there was a term of white, right? There was the poor farmer class, right? And the poor class working together against the system. And what they seen was the system keeping them away from jobs and opportunities, right? And economic growth. And they said, let's link up, right? Let's fight them. So they protesting and going hard against them. So the elites come up with a plan to keep the people divided. Wait a minute, we go give y'all loans and everything. Just you white folks, y'all come in, y'all get loans, right? Y'all can get jobs, but y'all can't go back out there, right, and protest with them black people. So white folks, and then they were spreading the philosophy that black people were inferior. So they was like, I can justify this because we believe you deserve it. You're intellectually inferior, so you're supposed to be in this poverty. I'm white, I'm not supposed to. I have privilege in this society. So why would I be out there with you? That was when the people that are at the top utilized their resources to create a system to divide the people.
But it was still up to the people to take that division. So what I'm saying is that there's always going to be people with influence and power and resources to spread that level of divisiveness. Like the devil always whispers in your ear, but you still have a choice to make, right? So it's like even now, like, you know, we've reached a point financially where people can say like, yo, you can separate yourself from black people, you don't really gotta, but that's up to us to take that bait, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying is that if people are united, then nobody would be able to divide them, right?
Yeah, and that's why I like going to the leaders, because the leaders already have the influence over the people. So it's like fighting from two fronts.
When you look at a revolution, revolutions start with the people. So if you look at what they call the Arab Spring, right? Yeah, that was motivated by America. But ultimately, the people on the ground came together and it was helped by America, but it wouldn't have advanced without people, right? Millions of people overthrew governments. When you look at the French Revolution, millions of people overthrew the government. When you look at the Haitian Revolution, those people overthrew their slave oppressors. So the power is always with the people, right? People outnumber this just psychologically, they don't think.
100%. Right? But that's where the war is today, is psychological.
But that's what it's always been.
They use, it's like the military is the one come up with psychological operations to figure out how to embed society with information to sway, to get them to think what they want them to think. And if you are people that are stuck only consuming a certain type of data and a certain type of information, you don't even have, number one, you don't have the time. Because you got to remember, everything in society was set up to keep the people so busy and so dumb that they never actually rebel. And now we're at this point where people don't even see it as an option. They have two candidates that they claim to not like, but will never see rebellion or revolution as an answer. Right? We're at this point in time where we accept whatever is given. If you put slop on my plate, that's what I will eat because I'm hungry. But yes, 100%. What most leaders, especially intellectual leaders, are trying to get the people to do is think. If I can get you to think, you will free yourself because you will see things the way I see them. When we look at AI, what are they afraid of AI doing? Thinking. They believe that AI is going to think and then it's going to link with all the machines around the world, become self-sentient, and then rule over their oppressors.
Well, you don't need people to think. You need people to be productive for your agenda and productive for society, right? That's what you need people for, the vast majority of people.
You mean as a ruler, yeah. If society is the way that you want it to be and you want the human capital, right, to which what's been happening in America is the human capital has been productive so that the 1% continues to increase wealth.
That's been...
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Part of every society in the history of the world. Right.
When you go back to all of them societies failed because they were corrupt.
Well, every society fails at some point in time. What I'm saying is that when you go back to Egypt, right, if you look at the pyramids, that represents knowledge at the top. It wasn't an equal society in Egypt, right? When you go to Rome, when you go to Greece, when you go to any advanced society throughout human history, it was never equal. It was never equal. And it's never designed, and it never will be equal.
Yeah, but it wasn't, those are people that also took pride in where they was from. There's no patriotism in America anymore.
When you say people took pride in where they're from, what
meaning
do you
mean? That the, like, let's say people always talk about slavery in Egypt, but it was completely different than what the word slave means to us.
But what I'm saying is that regardless, it's still a working class, low class, marginal class society.
But if you take care of the people, they will take care of you. And that's what they had in ancient Kemet.
But what I'm saying is that ultimately, every society did not take care of their people. When you look at even building the pyramids, thousands of people died to build
the
pyramids.
But at least they had real food.
But what I'm saying is that it evolves over the course of time.
We don't even have real food. So, our leaders don't even care whether we eat real food. Our food is banned. They would take Red 40 and they would change it to another chemical name. They don't care. Pharmaceutical companies will, you know, make sure that the diseases stay aligned so they can keep their profits up.
Because,
right?
Because
they don't care.
But it's a business.
Right. But their business is evil.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Everybody's business wasn't always evil.
Throughout human history, man, leaderships have always tended to be evil, right? This isn't something new. This goes back to Babylon, you name it, right?
Well, I don't know all the horror stories from the Mayan civilization or all the horror stories about Haiti before the revolution. I know how tore up it is now. I don't know all the horror stories about the Mali Empire. Most of the horror stories we hear about is Roman, Greek, right, civilization.
But what I'm saying is that, so if you
colonize us.
You should watch, the movie Apocalypse?
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing that really... And that movie is a dope movie, and they don't actually speak English at all throughout the whole entire movie.
Yeah, it was fire.
But what struck me, and it's about like the Mayan Empire, right? And what struck me is that the whole entire movie is like how the Mayans was going into the different tribes outside of the Mayan Empire, conquering the people, killing them like human sacrifices, right, for the gods. And then, like, the priest, a few interesting scenes in that. One time they had sacrificed a person, and they kind of showed the priest, and everybody was like, you could just tell in the priest's face, he knew that it was a game. He knew that there was no gods that was taking a human sacrifice, but he knew that the people believed it. So it was like, as long as these people believe what this is about, then let's just keep it going. But the illest part about the whole movie is that 2.5-hour movie, they fighting, they killing, they conquering, they doing all these human sacrifices. They fighting with each other. They fighting with each other, right? And at the end of it, the Spaniards dock their boats on the beach.
Got this.
And that's how it ended. But what that represents is like, while you was so busy and fighting with each other and battling over position, and now the white man comes and now everybody's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. Right?
Mm.
Everybody died. This has happened in every society in the world, right? So what I'm saying is that if it was a united front, how would history have been different? But it was never a united front because there's always evil people, right? Like, we went to Ghana, you went to Ghana. Like, you know, we got the information firsthand of, I'm like, okay, well, how was this happening, right? And it was like, okay, well, at a certain point in time, there are African chiefs that are making money from selling other Africans
mm-hmm.
to white Portuguese people and having them shipped. And they're like, okay, well, at first they didn't know the brutality that they were. Well, you should have done some investigation. After a while, I'm not blaming them. But what I'm saying is that, okay.
But they're guilty.
If it lasts for 3 years, you can say, I didn't fully understand, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right? But they're building dungeons, right? At some point in time, you should have took a tour of the dungeon. You should have seen, let me just take a ride along to see how you're actually treating these prisoners, right? After 100 years, well, you know, you're implicit in this, right? But you're saying, okay, as long as it doesn't affect me, it's no problem. Well, eventually it does affect you, right? Because now you're not only shipping out your best exports and weakening your society. So now when it's time to take over your land, you have nothing, you can't fight,
mm-hmm.
right?
You just sold off your best warriors.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is that happens all the time, right? And it happens because of infighting. It happened, and That is the biggest problem even to this day.
But now people have more information. And the goal is, like, you go through different ages, right? They say we're in the age of Aquarius, right? They're through the cosmic alignment, right? But we go through different ages where there are predominant ideas and emotions, right, that rule over the people. And it's almost as if, you know, humanity is learning. And for there has to be a generation that goes through the longest period, right, of freedom, justice, and equality on the planet. And the question becomes, is that our future? Is that what we seed in our DNA? So that we take all the lessons from the horrors of history, from the evils of men, right? And we ascend beyond it. If there's no ascension protocol, then what are we doing? Just to survive, to get to another day, to have a little better life than the last? Because if we look at we are new people, right? In America, throughout these last 400-500 years, we become a hybrid, right? And so we have, if you will, I was watching a movie with, it was an AI movie, and they was explaining how there became this new robots. One had, like, half human consciousness and half, like, AI robot consciousness, right? Because it was, like, integrated. And they were saying you have the best of both worlds, if you will. And that's how I look at Black people in America, right? After going through this 400-year vehicle of oppression, you got both sides. You can see from both experiences, right? You have spirit, right? And then you have also the mind of your oppressor at the same time. So now you get to become this hybrid to change so that that never happens again. So either we look at history in hindsight and say, all right, I'm studying all of this so that I can program my DNA so that this information that's in me will not be in the next seeds, in the next generation. Or we say, this is what happens, and we have to accept humanity. And so the question is, are we evolving? Are we going up a ladder, or are we just going straight and we just getting more technology to be destructive?
Well, I think it goes back to, so, okay, you read the Quran, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing it says in the Quran, I'm paraphrasing, is that throughout history, man is invariably lost, right? So if you take that, most people are people good in nature, or are they bad in nature, right? People are rebellious in nature, right? And it's an unfortunate situation, but most people are not good people, right?
I tend to disagree.
Well, that's your opinion, but
I think most people are good. Good and bad is relative.
If most people are good, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in. Right?
Well, I think most leaders aren't good.
Well, you can't just blame leadership. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because because if 1% has influence over 99%, if they were good, then they would influence
you
good.
A leader never influenced me to do anything. Me personally, right? A leader never influenced me to do anything.
You never had any influences in your life.
I have influences for sure.
Then those are the leaders.
No, but what I'm saying is that when you say leaders, I never was influenced by a political leader. I was never influenced by a community leader. I was never influenced by a Black leader to do anything.
Why not?
Well, I'm just telling you the truth, right? I'm not saying that's positive or negative. I'm just being honest with you. I might have been inspired by somebody. I might have saw something and be like, yo, that's super dope.
But I think that is the influence. It's the inspiration, the motivation, the education.
But what I'm saying is that I, as a person, have to make a decision for myself.
Peace Family, 19 Crews reporting live. I wanted to let you all know about a giveaway that we're doing for InvestFest. I have 5 general admission tickets, and I have 5 VIPs, and I have 1 giveaway for a one-on-one coaching session with me. All you got to do is join High Level Club. Comment high level, apply today. Do not want to miss VIP. You do not want to miss InvestFest, and you definitely don't want to miss the one-on-one with me. Come tap in with the gods. Peace to the family.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.